Puff Daddy make him cream. And now he's in trouble. You know, when he changed his name to Diddy, he was probably toying around with his, they're calling him the Diddler now. He's a Batman villain.
Yeah.
Running around, hiding.
I always thought Diddy was a stupid name.
Even Puffy was better than Diddy.
No, Puff Daddy was cool.
No, but he went to Puffy. And then to Diddy.
Ah, okay.
His private jet was obviously being tracked amid the raids at his houses. I think they brought it down. I mean, you know, they forced it to land in the Caribbean. That's my theory. It definitely landed in the Caribbean. They thought he was on it.
Well, I mean,
like fleeing, he wasn't even on it.
I mean, did a Hannibal Lecter. You thought I was someplace, I'm really not.
Not even there. That's a diddler move, actually.
That is a diddler move. We need the dit man to stop the diddler.
Turns out he was in Berea, South Carolina, sipping on that sweet tea.
Spill the tea, yeah.
Ooh. Sweet tea.
Woo.
This is life work.
Come on.
Spill the tea.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right.
Woo.
This is life work.
Woo.
Come on.
Spill the tea.
I know someone who hates the sound of a nail clipper. I think it's the clicking part itself. It's such a big deal that she'll neglect cutting her nails. Eventually she'll go to the salon, but don't they cut them the same way?
To my knowledge, yeah, you probably don't hear it as prevalently because there's a lot of other things going on in the background. But yeah, I think clippers are just clippers. I don't know of any new nail cutting technology.
And then I used to work with someone who always would publicly make sure that everyone knew that she was keeping her feet just perfect. But she would let her fingernails go. And that was nasty. They would curl over.
Oh, God. No.
You're proud of your nail care, but you got this in-my-face thing that is...
Oh, that gives me goosebumps. That's so disgusting. I hate it. Oh, my God. It reminds me of those tribal people, those old people that don't cut their hair or toenails and shit, and they got, like, miles of it wrapped up like f***ing bubble tape. It's, oh, my God.
So if either of those people is listening, and I know they might be...
They can't call in because they probably can't use their digits.
Cut your nails,
please. It's disgusting.
This is your reminder.
People eat in public. They see that. They don't feel like eating anymore. They lose their appetite. You know, if they called the movie 7-8, that would be the eighth death. Someone who let their fingernails go and curl like that. That, to me, is a deadly sin.
Starbucks sued by California residents who claim the company discriminates against lactose intolerant customers.
There's a surcharge on non-dairy options in their mixed drinks. Starbucks, how dare you? I don't know. To me, the fact you have a choice, it's like, okay, you don't want to pay the surcharge? Buy a regular coffee. You want dairy substitute? Pay the surcharge. An $8 cup of coffee is fine with you, but the dollar surcharge on some soy milk? Oh, that's all to hell with that.
If they think that's expensive, they should try to buy some Rob and Todd Kopi Luwak.
That's right.
We don't discriminate.
No,
never have. Our Kopi Luwak, with or without milk, is literally the same price.
Yes, and you will be delighted either way.
Hailey Bieber is considering a trial separation from Justin Bieber. She needs a little bit of time to work things out. They got to get... God.
Take two!
I never thought they were a good couple. It just didn't seem like they were a match to me. And I would know.
As far as celebrity couples go, they were my favorites. So if they were to ever break up and never resolve things...
Devastation.
I would be totally devastated.
He was on a religious kick there for a while, and she caught him on that upswing, and they thought God put them together. I remember all that in the news. He was staying out of his normal social circles because of that.
Wow, that is some top-notch journalism right there.
Come on. Spill the tea.
Justin Bieber's internal struggles and relationships and drama.
We actually got a piss test on him, and he had high ketones, which is what you have when you're starving. I think he's needing someone a little bit more thick. She's an absolute broomstick or whatever. So, yeah, go ahead with that trial separation, Haley. Be careful. Justin's going to land his face in something thick. It's just my prediction. He's starving. I mean, we had the test. We had the piss test.
Yeah, I personally, I think it's kind of weird you still hang on to it after we've already examined the sample, but I'm not going to judge.
High ketones. Starving.
You drink a lot of that tea? High ketones.
Ooh. All right. This is light work.
This is light work. Come on.
Spill the tea.
Spilling the tea. Got to clean that tea. Mop it up. Put a wet floor sign up. Koja, spill the tea.